I'm Soledad O'Brien, sitting in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Is the Romney campaign losing control of its campaign message? That's Raw Politics and the Ridiculous. Let's get started. President Obama and Paul Ryan on the campaign trail tonight. The president in Davenport, Iowa, the congressman in Oxford, Ohio, and the tone getting ugly over the last couple of days on both sides. But we're focusing tonight on substance, namely the Romney campaign's ongoing difficulty explaining its own plan for dealing with the budget mess. Listen to senior Romney advisor Ed Gillespie on the Situation Room.
How many years would it take for the Romney budget to result in a balanced budget?
Wolf, I'm not sure of that myself, actually. I'll get that to you, though, and I'm sure it's on our website. I should know it. I'm embarrassed on your air that I don't have that number at the top of my head. I didn't know we were going to talk about that today. I apologize for it.
We'll get the number. We'll tell our viewers.
Question. I didn't know you were going to ask.
So that was just a few hours ago on the Situation Room. What makes it all the more interesting is that last night, in his first solo interview, Mitt Romney's new running mate was no less stumped. Listen.
The budget plan that you are now supporting would get to balance when?
Well, there are different. The budget plan that Mitt Romney is supporting gets us down to 20% of GDP government spending by 2016. That means get the size of government back to where it historically has been. What President Obama has done is he has brought the size of government to as high as it hasn't been since World War II. We want to reduce the size of government so we can have more economic freedom.
I get that, but what about balance?
Well, I don't know exactly when it balances.
Well, there are no specifics on the Romney website, as Mr. Gillespie suggested, or in the Romney budget plan about when that balanced budget will be balanced. Now, back in June, Mr. Romney said he would try to balance the budget within 8 to 10 years. Back in March, though, he admitted that the budget lacked enough specifics to say for sure just when or if it would be balanced. Listen.
I haven't laid out all the details of how we're going to deal with each one of the deductions and exemptions. So I think it's kind of interesting for the groups to try and score it because, frankly, it can't be scored because those kinds of details are going to have to be worked out with Congress.
And just a few days ago, his top advisor said that no new specifics would be forthcoming. Whether that's good enough for voters, really, to decide and not for us to decide. But it does raise the question over whether or not the Romney campaign has a messaging problem. Joining us this evening, Ari Fleischer, the former Bush White House spokesman and unpaid occasional communication advisor to the Romney campaign. Also, Robert Reich. He's a former labor secretary in the Clinton administration and the author of a new e-book, which is called Beyond Outrage, What's Gone Wrong with Our Economy and Our Democracy, and How to Fix It.